4, raz, 2, 3, 4, raz, 2, 3, 4.
Versailles!
Just looking for an old well. Know it? Not talking, huh? Magic Dowser, show me the well!
Let me guess, you're from Texas or Utah, someplace dried out and barren, right? I heard about water witching before, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just an ordinary branch.
It's a dowsing rod.
Ow!
And I don't like being stalked. Not by psycho nerds or their cat.
He's not really my cat. He's kind of feral. You know, wild. Of course, I do feed him every night, and sometimes he'll come in my window and bring me little dead things.
Look, I'm from Pontiac.
Huh?
Michigan? And if I'm a water witch, then where's the secret well?
You stomp too hard and you'll fall in it.
Oh!
See? It's supposed to be so deep, if you fell to the bottom and looked up, you'd see a sky full of stars in the middle of the day.
Huh.
Surprised she let you move in. My grandma... She owns the Pink Palace. Won't rent to people with kids.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about it. I'm YB. YB Lovat.
YB?
Short for Y-born. Not my idea, of course. What'd you get saddled with?
I wasn't saddled with anything. It's Coraline.
Caroline what?
Coraline. Coraline Jones.
It's not real scientific, but I heard an ordinary name like Caroline can lead people to have ordinary expectations about a person.
I think I heard someone calling you Wyborn.
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I definitely heard someone. Why were you born?
Grandma. Great to meet a Michigan water witch. But I'd wear gloves next time.
Why?
Because that dowsing rod of yours, it's poison oak.
Ah! Fell down a well yesterday, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I would have died.
That's nice.
So, can I go out? I think it's perfect weather for gardening.
No, Caroline. Rain makes mud. Mud makes a mess.
But Mom, I want stuff growing when my friends come to visit. Isn't that why we moved here?
Something like that. But then, we had the accident.
It wasn't my fault you hit that truck.
I never said it was.
I can't believe it. You and Dad get paid to write about plants, and you hate dirt.
Caroline, I don't have time for you right now, and you still have unpacking to do. Lots of unpacking.
That sounds exciting.
Oh, some kid left this on the front porch.
Hey, Jonesy, look what I found in Grandma's trunk. You look familiar? White.
A little me? That's weird.
What's his name, anyway?
Whitey. And I'm way too old for dolls. Hey, Dad. How's the writing going? Dad!
Hello, Coraline and Coraline doll.
Do you know where the garden tools are?
It's pouring out there, isn't it?
It's just raining.
What'd the boss say?
Don't even think about going out, Coraline Jones!
Then you won't need the tools. You know, this house is 150 years old.
So?
So, explore it. Go out and count all the doors and windows and write that down. List everything that's blue. Just let me work. No!
All right, little me. Where are you hiding? Huh? Hey, Mom! Where does this door go?
I'm really, really busy.
I think it's locked. Please!
Will you stop pestering me if I do this for you? Fine. Close this off when they divided up the house.
You're kidding. And why is the door so small?
We made a deal. Zip it.
You didn't lock it.
Oh, my twitchy, witchy girl. I think you are so nice. I give you bowls of porridge and I give you bowls of ice cream.
Why don't you ever cook, Mom?
Coraline, we've been through this before. Your dad cooks, I clean, and you stay out of the way. I swear, I'll go food shopping as soon as we finish the catalog. Try some of the chard. You need a vegetable.
It looks more like slime to me.
Well, it's slime or bedtime, Fusspot. Now, what's it gonna be?
Think they're trying to poison me? Don't forget about me, guys. Okay? Good night, little me. Smells good. Mom? What are you doing here in the middle of the night?
You're just in time for supper, dear.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have buttons? Do you like them?
I'm your other mother, silly. Now go tell your other father that supper's ready. Well, go on.
He's in his study. Hello?
Hello, Coraline. Want to hear my new song?
My father can't play piano.
No need to. This piano plays me.
Making up a song about Coraline. She's a peach, she's a doll, she's a pal of mine. She's as cute as a button in the eyes of everyone who ever laid their eyes on Coraline. When she comes around exploring, Mom and I will never ever make it boring. Our eyes will be on Coraline.
I am sorry, but... she said to tell you the food's ready.
Who's starving? Raise your hand.
Oh!
We give our thanks and ask to bless our mother's golden chicken breast.
This chicken is good.
Hungry, aren't you?
Do we have gravy?
Well, here comes the gravy train. Choo choo. Another roll? Sweet peas? Corn on the cob.
I'm real thirsty.
Of course. Any requests?
Mango milkshake?
Home? We've been waiting for you, Coraline.
For me?
Yep. Wasn't the same here without you, kiddo.
I didn't know I had another mother.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
Really?
Uh-huh. And soon as you're through eating, I thought we'd play a game.
You mean like hide and seek?
Perfect! Hide and seek in the rain.
What rain?
Huh. What about the mud?
We love mud here.
Mud facials, mud baths, mud pies. It's great for poison oak.
How'd you know I'd love to play, but I better get home to my other mother.
But I'm your other mother.
I mean my other, other mother. Mom number one. I think I should get to bed.
Of course, sweetheart. It's all made up.
But...
come along, sleepyhead.
What's shaking, baby?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Loper?
Where's your swappers and Chook?
Cripes almighty, how are my best trolls? I can't wait till summer. You're both coming, right?
We're already here, Coraline.
Gone to Oregon?
Oh. The mud.
See you soon.
Incredibly real, Mom. Only you weren't really you. You were my other mother.
Buttons for eyes, huh? Coraline, you only dreamed you ate all that chicken. Take your multivitamin, at least.
You were in the dream, too, Dad. You had wild-looking pajamas and orange monkey slippers.
Oh, orange? My monkey slippers are blue. Psst. Can you get me some of that magic mud you were talking about? Because I have a terrible case of writer's rash on my...
If the real Charlie Jones wants his pages edited, he better wrap them up ASAP. Coraline, why don't you go visit downstairs? I bet those actresses would love to hear your dream.
Miss Fink and Forcible? But you said they're dingbats.
Mm-hmm. Bobinski, Bobinski, Bobinski.
Oh, poo-wee! Hello? I think our mail got mixed up. Should I leave it outside or...
Secret! Famous jumping mouse circus not ready. Little girl.
Circus? Oh, I brought this for you.
Novicier.
Huh?
New cheese samples? Yeah. Very clever. Using this mix-up to sneak my home and pick at mushkas.
Mushkas?
The mice!
Oh, sorry. I'm Coraline Jones.
And I am the amazing Bobinski. But you, call me Mr. B. Because amazing, I already know that I am.
What?
You see, Coraline, the problem is my new songs go oompa, oompa. But the jumping mice play only toot-toot like that. It's nice, but not so much amazing. So now I switch to stronger cheese and soon... Watch out! Here, heartbeat make you strong. Das vadanya, Coraline.
Coraline.
Hey! Coraline! Подожди! Wait!
No!
The mice asked me to give you a message.
The jumping mice?
They are saying, do not go through little door. Do you know such a thing?
The one behind the wallpaper? But... it's all bricked up.
Bah, so sorry. It's nothing. Sometimes the mice are a little mixed up. They even get your name wrong, you know? They call you Coraline instead of Caroline. Not Caroline at all. Maybe I work them too hard.
Would you like to come in? We're playing cards.
Still, Coraline, Miss Spink.
Miriam, put the kettle on!
April, I think you're being followed.
It's the new neighbor, Miriam. Caroline. She'll be having the oolong tea.
No, I'm sure she'd prefer jasmine.
No, oolong.
Oh, jasmine it is then.
Come on, boys.
Are those dogs real?
Our sweet departed angels. Couldn't bear to part with them. So we had them stuffed. Now, there's Hamish the Third.
Oh, go on, have one. It's hand-pulled taffy from Brighton. Best in the world.
The Third, the Ninth, yes, the Fourth, I'm right. And Jock Junior, Jock Senior, Jock the Third, the Fourth. Oh, and that's Jock's cousin, thrice removed.
I'll read them if you like.
Read what?
Oh, your tea leaves, dear. They'll tell me your future. Drink up, then. Go on. No, not all of it, not all of it. That's right. Now hand it over. Oh, Caroline. Caroline, Caroline, Caroline. You are in terrible danger.
Oh, give me that cup, April. Your eyes are going.
My eyes? You're blind as a bat.
Oh, now, well, not to worry, child. It's good news. There's a tall, handsome beast in your future.
A what? Miriam, oh, really? You're holding it wrong. See? Danger.
What do you see?
I see a very peculiar hand.
I see a giraffe.
Giraffes don't just fall from the sky, Miriam.
Oh, no.
Well, what should I do?
Never wear green in your dressing room.
Acquire a very tall stepladder.
And be very, very careful. Now, was there something you came to tell us?
No, I guess not. Thanks for the tea, though.
Toodaloo.
Cheerie-bye. Do you have any nice queens for Mummy?
Danger?
Oh,
great! The village stalker!
Ow! I wasn't stalking you. We're hunting banana slugs.
What do you mean, we? Ha! Your cat's not wild. He's a wuss-puss.
What? He hates to get his feet wet. Jeez.
Wuss-puss.
So, that doll, did you make it look like me?
Oh, no. I found it that way. It's older than Grandma. Old as his house, probably.
Come on. Blue hair, my swampers, and raincoat?
Dang! Check out Slugzilla!
You're just like them.
Huh?
I meant my parents. They don't listen to me either.
Uh-huh. You mind? No, no.
Ew!
You know, I've never been inside the Pink Palace.
You're kidding.
Grandma, kill me. Thinks it's dangerous or something.
Dangerous?
Well, she had a twin sister.
So?
When they were kids, Grandma's sister disappeared. She says she was stolen.
Stolen? Well, what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe she just ran away. Look, I gotta go.
Wait a minute!
Huh.
Welcome back, darling.
Hi.
So thoughtful of you to send this nice cheddar, Coraline.
Cheddar? Oh, lace bean.
Would you go fetch your father? I bet he's hungry as a pumpkin by now.
You mean my other father?
Your better father, dear. He's out in the garden.
But my parents don't have time to garden.
Shh, shh, shh.
Mmm.
Go on.
Well, she says it's time for dinner. Breakfast. Food.
Hop on, kiddo. I want to show you something.
I can't believe you did this.
Mother said you'd like it. Boy, she knows you like the back of her hand.
Good.
I love dinner breakfast food.
Coraline, Mr. Bobinski has invited you to come see the jumping mice perform after dinner.
Really? That know-it-all Whitey said it was all in Mr. B's head. I knew he was wrong.
Well, everything's right in this world, kiddo.
Your father and I will clean up while you and your friend head upstairs.
My friend? Great. Another Whitey. Hello, why were you born? Hello?
I thought you'd like him more if he spoke a little less, so I fixed him.
So he can't talk at all?
Nope.
I like it.
Now run along, you two, and have fun.
You're awful cheerful, considering you can't say anything. It didn't hurt, did it, when she...
Many hearts to count. I, Sergei Alexander. Alexander Lobinsky, and introducing my astonishing, stupendous, and amazing, jumping mouse, Circus!
My name!
Thank you, lady and gentlemen.
We loved it, Mr. B. It was so... Amazing!
You're very welcome anytime you like. You and also your good friend there. До свидания, Coraline.
There were garden squash like balloon animals and snapdragons.
Oh.
And upstairs, I saw a real mouse circus. Not pretend like the crazy man's in our house.
You sure you won't come?
Don't fret, Charlie. They'll love the new catalog. At least they'll love my chapters. I did not call him crazy, Coraline. He's drunk.
Well, I guess I'll see you around, you dizzy dreamer.
Dad! I'm not five anymore. My kingdom for a horse!
Put them back.
But Mom, the whole school is going to wear boring gray clothes. No one will have these.
Put them back.
My other mother would get them.
Maybe she should buy all your clothes.
So what do you think's in the other apartment?
I don't know. Not a family of Jones imposters.
Then why'd you lock the door?
Oh, I found some rat crap, and I thought you'd feel safer.
They're jumping mice, Mom. And the dreams aren't dangerous. They're the most fun I've had since we've moved here.
Your school might be fun.
With those stupid uniforms? Right.
Had to give it a try.
How do you feel about a mustard ketchup salsa wrap for lunch?
Are you kidding me?
Hmm. had to go food shopping anyway. Dad's planning something special.
Disgusting.
You want to come along? You can pick out something you like.
Oh, like the gloves.
Look, Coraline, if things go well today, I promise I'll make it up.
That's what you always say.
Won't be long.
But I might be.
Dearest Coraline, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible have invited you downstairs after lunch. I hope you like the new outfit I made you. Love, Mother.
Wybie's got a cat like you at home. Not the quiet Wybie, the one that talks too much. You must be the other cat.
No. I'm not the other anything. I'm me.
I can see you don't have button eyes, but if you're the same cat, how can you talk?
I just can.
Cats don't talk at home.
No?
Nope.
Well, you're clearly the expert on these things. After all, I'm just a big fat wuss-puss.
Come back, please. I'm sorry I called you that. I really am. How'd you get here?
I've been coming here for a while. It's a game we play. She hates cats and tries to keep me out. But she can't, of course. I come and go as I please.
The other mother hates cats?
Not like any mother I've ever known.
What do you mean? She's amazing.
You probably think this world is a dream come true. But you're wrong. The other Wybie told me so.
That's nonsense. He can't talk.
Perhaps not to you. We cats, however, have far superior senses than humans and can see and smell and... Shh! I hear something. Right over...
Oh, my God.
Oh, big bottom sea which may bob through the waves and hope to lead sailors astray. But a true ocean goddess must fill out her bodice to present an alluring display. Beware of old oysters too large in the chest. Let's banish them from the buffet. I'm far more nutritious. You smell like the fishes. Did I hear a banshee? You'll see green with envy. This mermaid enchantress, no eye for of Venus, will send sailors soon in day.
Was it wonderful, dear?
Oh, yeah. They swooped down and pulled me right out of my seat. Speak it forcible. Only they weren't old ladies. That was just a disguise. But then I was flying through the air and it was... Oh, it was magic.
You do like it here, don't you, Coraline?
Uh-huh. Good night, Wybie.
You could stay here forever, if you want to.
Really?
Sure, we'll sing and play games, and Mother will cook your favorite meals.
There's one tiny little thing we need to do.
What's that?
Well, it's a surprise.
For you, our little doll. Black is traditional. But if you'd prefer pink, or vermilion, or chartreuse... No, you might make me jealous.
No way! You're not sewing buttons in my eyes!
Oh, but we need a yes, if you want to stay here.
So sharp, you won't feel a thing.
Ow!
There now. It's your decision, darling. We only want what's best for you.
I'm going to bed. Right now!
Bed?
Before dinner?
I'm really, really tired, yeah. I just need to sleep on things.
Well, of course you do, darling. I'll be happy to tuck you in.
Oh, no thanks. You've done so much already.
You're welcome. And I... We aren't worried at all, darling. Soon you'll see things our way.
huggy face. Get a grip, soldier.
Hey.
Where's your buttons, Loper?
You want to stay, don't you?
Going home tonight, robots. And I won't be back.
Go to sleep.
So sharp you won't feel a thing.
Go to sleep.
Soon you'll see things our way.
Mom! Dad!
Oh, God. I'm still here?
Mother, I want to go home.
All will be swell soon as Mother's refreshed. Her strength is our strength. Mustn't talk when Mother's not here.
If you won't even talk to me, I'm going to find the other Whitey. He'll help me.
No point. He pulled a long face, and Mother didn't like it.
Do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm getting out of here. That's what I'm doing. Huh? Something's wrong. Shouldn't the old well be here?
Nothing out here. It's the empty part of this world. She only made what she knew would impress you.
But why? Why does she want me?
She wants something to love, I think. Something that isn't her. Or maybe she just loves something to eat.
Eat? That's ridiculous. Mothers don't eat daughters.
I don't know. How do you taste?
Huh? But how can you walk away from something and still come back to it?
Walk around the world.
Small world.
Hang on.
Stop! He's one of the circus mice!
I don't like rats at the best of times, but this one was sounding an alarm.
Good.
They say even the proudest spirit can be broken with love. Of course, chocolate never hurts. Like what? They're cocoa beetles from Zanzibar.
I want to be with my real mom and dad. I want you to let me go.
Is that any way to talk to your mother?
You aren't my mother.
Apologize at once, Coraline.
No!
I'll give you to the count of three. One. Two.
three!
Ow! What are you doing? Ow, that hurts!
You may come out when you've learned to be a loving daughter. Who's there?
Hush and shush, for the bell dam might be listening.
You mean the other mother? Who are you?
Don't remember our names. But I remember my true mommy.
Why are you all here?
The bell dam.
She spied on our lives through the little doll's eyes.
And saw that we weren't happy.
So she lured us away with treasures and treats. And games to play.
Gave all that we asked.
Yet we still wanted more.
So we let her sew the buttons. She said that she loved us.
But she locked us here. And ate up our lives.
Well, she can't keep me in the dark forever. Not if she wants to win my life. Beating her is my only chance.
Perhaps if you do win your escape, you could find our eyes.
Has she taken those two?
Yes, miss, and hidden them.
Find our eyes, mistress, and our souls will be freed.
I'll try. Did she do this to you? I hope that feels better.
Coraline? Is that you?
Let's go!
Coraline!
Come on! She'll hurt you again!
You disobey your mother. Coraline! I'm home!
Anybody here? Guys, so much, you'll never...
Oh,
the wifey that talks.
Huh? Yeah, so, you know that old doll I gave you? My grandma's real mad. Says it was her sister's, the one that disappeared.
You stole that doll, didn't you?
Well, it looked just like you, and I figured...
It used to look like this pioneer girl, then Huck Finn Jr., then it was this little rascals chick with all these ribbons and braids and Grandma's missing sister. I think I just met her. Come on.
Listen, I'm really not supposed to... Whoa!
She's in there.
Can you unlock it?
Not in a million years, but it wouldn't matter. She can't escape without her eyes. None of the ghosts can.
Yeah. So, I really need to get that doll.
Great! I'd love to get rid of it. Where are you hiding, you little monster?
You and Grandma been talking?
The doll's your spy. It's how she watches you, finds out what's wrong with your life.
The doll is my grandma's spy.
No, the other mother. She's got this whole world where everything's better. The food, the garden, the neighbors. But it's all a trap.
Yeah, I think I heard someone calling me, Jonesy.
Don't believe me? You can ask the cat.
The cat? I'll just tell Grandma that you couldn't find the doll.
No, you're not listening to me!
That's because you're crazy!
You creep!
Crazy!
Crazy? You're the jerk one that gave me the doll! Mom! Dad! Pick it up, Dad. Pick it up.
Hi.
Dad,
I'm digging in my garden right now, but leave a message and I'll get right back to you.
Where have you gone?
Don't you only make wings for the dead ones?
Just looking ahead, dear. Angus hasn't been feeling very well of late.
April? Aren't you getting ready?
We've lost our ride, Miriam. Caroline says her parents have vanished quite completely.
What? We've waited months for those tickets.
I suppose we could walk.
With your gammy legs, it's nearly 2 miles to the theater.
Oh, yes. Your missing parents. We know just what you need. Miriam, get... Yeah, that's right.
How is 100-year-old Candy gonna help?
Go, sweetie.
What's it for?
Well, it might help. They're good for bad things sometimes.
No, they're good for lost things.
It's bad things, Miriam.
Lost things, April.
Bad.
Lost.
Bad things.
Lost.
Bad.
Lost.
Bad.
Lost.
Bad.
Lost.
How did you get in? Do you know where Mom and Dad are? Mom? Dad?
Thank you.
They're not coming back, are they? Mom and Dad. Not on their own. Only one thing to do.
You know you're walking right into her trap.
I have to go back. They are my parents.
Challenge her, then. She may not play fair, but she won't refuse. She's got a thing for games.
Okay.
Coraline? Mom? Coraline, you came back for us.
Mom!
Darling, why would you run away from me?
Where are my parents?
Gosh, I have no idea where your old parents are. Perhaps they've grown bored of you and run away to France.
They weren't bored of me. You stole them.
Now, don't be difficult, Coraline. Have a seat, won't you? Why don't you have your own key?
Only one key.
The garden squash need tending, don't you think, Pumpkin?
Squish squash, pumpkin sauce.
Mom. Dad. Where'd she hide you?
Breakfast time.
Be strong, Coraline. Why don't we play a game? I know you like them.
Everybody likes games.
Uh-huh.
What kind of game would it be?
An exploring game. A finding things game.
And what is it you'd be finding, Coraline?
My real parents.
Too easy.
And the eyes of the ghost children.
Huh. What if you don't find them?
If I lose, I'll stay here with you forever and let you love me. And I'll let you sew buttons into my eyes.
And if you somehow win this game...
Then you let me go. You let everyone go. My real father and mother, the dead children, everyone you've trapped here.
Deal.
Not till you give me a clue.
Oh, right. In each of three wonders I've made just for you, a ghost's eye is lost in plain sight.
And for my parents? Fine, don't tell me. It's a deal. What does she mean? Wonders.
Hmm.
Why steal this?
Wow.
That must be it.
Sorry. So sorry, Mother, making me. Don't wanna hurt you.
Don't worry,
I'm getting the hang of it.
Is this what you're looking for?
Uh-huh.
You think winning game is good thing? You just go home and be bored and neglected, same as always. Stay here with us. We will listen to you and laugh with you. If you stay here, you can have whatever you want, Zigda, always.
You don't get it, do you?
I don't understand.
Of course you don't understand. You're just a copy she made of the real Mr. B.
Not even that anymore.
lost the game. I've lost everything.
I think I mentioned that I don't like rats at the best of times.
I think you might have said something like that.
It looked like you needed this one, however.
Thank you. I'm heading inside. I still have to find my parents.
So, you're back, and you brought Vermin with you?
No. I brought a friend.
You know I love you.
You have a very funny way of showing it.
So, where are they? The ghost eyes.
Hold on. We aren't finished yet, are we?
No, I suppose not. After all, you still need to find your old parents, don't you? Too bad you won't have this.
Clever, miss. Even if you win, she'll never let you go.
I already know where you've hidden them.
Well, produce them.
They're behind that door.
Oh, they are.
Be there, all right.
You're wrong, Coraline. They aren't there. Now, you're going to stay here forever.
No, I'm not!
Cheating girl! Caroline, we're home.
Mom! Dad, I missed you so much!
Missed us? Oh, no, you broke my favorite snow globe.
I didn't break it. It must have broke when you escaped.
And cut your knee.
Coraline, I asked you to count all the windows, not put your knee through them.
But...
Well, get yourself cleaned up. We're going out tonight.
We got a lot to celebrate.
You're talking about your garden catalog?
Of course. What else?
But look at the snow on your clothes.
What's gotten into you, Coraline?
So, gonna order the tulips?
What's that?
For the garden party.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dad!
So, Mom, invitations? Don't forget the invitations.
Even Bobinski?
Mr. B's not drunk, Mom. He's just eccentric.
Good night, Coraline.
Oh, hello again. You still mad?
I'm really sorry I threw you at her. The other mother. It was all I could think of. I think it's time. Don't you? To set them free?
It's a fine, fine thing you did for us, miss.
Well, I'm glad it's finally over.
It is over and done with for us.
What about me?
You're in terrible danger, girl.
But how? I locked the door.
It's the key, miss. There's only one, and the Beldam will find it.
Tain't all bad, miss. Thou art alive. Thou art still living.
I gotta hide this somewhere. Somewhere she can never... Out of my way!
Witchy girl, I think you are so nice. I give you bowls of porridge, and I give you bowls of ice cream. I give you lots of kisses. I give you lots of hugs. But I never give you sandwiches with grease and worms and mung.
Yeah!
I'm really sorry I didn't believe you about all this evil stuff, Coraline.
Why did you change your mind?
Well, Grandma showed me this picture after I called you crazy. It's her and her sister before she disappeared.
The sweet ghost girl.
Oh, man. What am I going to tell her?
Just bring her by the house tomorrow. We can tell her together.
We can?
You know, I'm glad you decided to stalk me.
Was it my idea?
Helping me, Miss Pink. Miss Forcible.
Oh, look, April. Pink ladies.
Actually, it's just lemonade. How's Angus doing?
Oh, much better, dear. But he can't duck his wings forever.
Here comes a bird.
Charlie!
Oh, excusez-moi, but that pizza was delicious.
Cold drinks?
Oh, yeah, great.
You were right, Coraline. I really hate dirt.
But the tulips look nice.
Thanks, Mom. How are the Mushkas, Mr. B?
They tell me that you are savior, Caroline. And soon as they are ready, they wish to give special thanks you performance.
Wabon, I know where I'm going. I grew up here.
Welcome, Miss Lovat.
Oh, hello.
I'm Coraline Jones. I've got so much to tell you.
Here,
thanks.
Ooh.
Do you want to pop a little gin in it, dear?
Of course.
Sunny.